The clothing style of many Orthodox Jews, Hasidim or Litvaks, those who are called Haredi in Israel, resembles a penguin. A white or light collar shirt and a black or dark suit. When they ask me, why do I always dress like that? I usually say that my salary does not allow me to have two sets of clothes for work and for leisure, so I always have to walk around like that. But on a serious note, there is a spiritual reason for dressing like this. According to Kabbalah, every color has a meaning. White is chesed, kindness, giving, and outward trajectory. And black is gevura, discipline, restraint, and inward trajectory. A person needs both of these tendencies in his life. And an abril desire to overflow the banks and unlimited kindness will not lead to anything good. Strictness and severity on their own are terrible too. For functioning properly, a person should, on the one hand, have a drive for chesed, a tendency to move forward and to be kind. This provides energy for life. But on the other hand, this impulse should be measured in comparison to two factors: one's own ability to give and the ability of the other party to receive. We sometimes see people who overtax themselves because they give more than they can. We also see those who share with someone the things that they can give. That is, according to their capabilities, but they do not think whether the recipient is ready for it and whether he needs it. I give him what I think he needs, but he may not think that he needs it. Or maybe my kindness can be even harmful to him. Therefore, chesed, kindness, should be limited by gevurah, reasoned calculation. White or light shirt is chesed, kindness, and a desire to move forward. And dark suit is the restricting power of gvura. But obviously, the forces of restraint should not completely block the impulse of progress and kindness. Gvura must limit chesed only selectively. Therefore, the black jacket does not cover the shirt completely. A shirt is visible under it. Any channel that directs something can do it only because of its limiting power. Its walls allow, say, water or light, not to pour everywhere, but only where it's needed. But also, it is allowing it to pour with greater strength. The power of laser is so big because it is very focused. The relationship between chesed, energy, and gevura, the channel through which this energy is directed, is one of the basic concepts of Jewish mysticism. In the language of Kabbalah, this is called Or and Keli, literally translated as light and vessel. It is also the relationship between our body and our soul. My soul is my life energy, and my body is its vessel, a channel through which this energy flows. It turns out that when we dress this way, our outer appearance becomes a reflection of our inner world.